This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It's going to be a cold weekend along the Front Range with highs today in the 20s and getting colder. In Denver, 21 today, Colorado Springs, 27, and Pueblo only getting up to 20 degrees. Those numbers drop tomorrow and again on Sunday. Larimer County could adopt stricter oil and gas regulations. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
In November, the state created new oil and gas rules that require a 2,000-foot buffer between drilling and some buildings. Larimer officials met this week to start the process of adopting these new rules. According to the Loveland Reporter-Herald, county commissioners will also consider adopting even stricter setbacks than what's mandated by the state. The potentially tougher rules would be for areas deemed unique and important for the safety, health, and welfare of residents. Boulder County adopted a 2,500-foot setback in December. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Three more historic sites in the state are now considered endangered by Colorado Preservation, Inc. There are now 130 places on the state's endangered places list. Kim Grant is the director of the program trying to save them. He says ideas about preservation are evolving.
We used to focus a lot on the, great, fabulous landmarks. But there's an awareness now that the ordinary vernacular landscapes and buildings have important stories to tell, too.
Two sites previously at risk have now been saved. They are the Gold Medal Orchard in Montezuma County and the Goodnight Barn, built in 1870 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.